It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday, everybody. We're going to pray today. So thankful to have you listening to BPN Radio here on this Monday as we get started in a new year. Many of you going back to work today and getting back in the groove, getting back in rhythm as we begin a new year. And I've been talking about setting some priorities for this year, and everything begins with prayer. So you might consider giving God the first hour of your day, or at least the first portion of your day. And my life was changed in 1966 when I cried out to God, "God, I'm so unfulfilled in life. What can you do for me?" And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life." We're going to pray together today. We're going to pray the will of God be done in you, your family. And we are going to pray for this nation, because my heart is very grieved today because of America. And so we're going to pray today, and we're going to ask God to come and minister to our nation. And so we're about to pray, but I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us today. We have approximately 700 cities that are represented at Breakout Prayer Network. If your city is not represented, you can go to letsprayamerica.com. Right on the homepage there is a sign-up place, and you click that, put in the name of your city, and, of course, your email address, so we can send out notices to you, and you can receive a prayer by email every day. And we thank you for, of course, listening today, praying with us today. I want to welcome Sapphire, North Carolina, Marshville, Wisconsin, Moundsville, West Virginia, Sequim, Washington, Blaine, Washington, Bladenboro, North Carolina, Prince George, Virginia, Ordinary, Virginia, Henderson, Nevada, Chelsea, Vermont, Sykeset, New York, Farmington, New Mexico, Wharton, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Irvington, New Jersey, Wayne, Nebraska, Seeley, Texas, Springfield, Missouri. I want to welcome Columbia, Missouri, Port Arthur, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Odessa, Texas, Fry Island, Maine, west from Monroe, Louisiana, Overland Park, Kansas, Mount Pleasant, Iowa, Freetown, Indiana, Robinson, Illinois, Nezris, Idaho, Hialeah, Hawaii, Woodstock, Georgia, Wellington, Florida, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Alcula, South Carolina, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Hillsboro, Oregon, Yukon, Oklahoma, Grand Junction, Colorado, Vista, California, Spring Valley, California, Perkins, Oklahoma, Pea Ridge, Arizona, Hamilton, Ohio, Prattsville, Alabama, and cities all across America that are praying with us. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today. By the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. And we pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio today. On this Monday, we pray the will of God be done during this hour of power. I want to thank you, Lord, for people that are praying with me across America and around the world today as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. We pray the will of God be done in our lives, in our family, in our city, in our church, in our nation, in Jesus' name. And we pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're going to pray in just a few moments for the will of God to be done in your life and the members of your family and your city. But today I just have this deep passion in my heart for you to set yourself in agreement with me for the future of our nation. The 114th Congress convenes tomorrow, and we pray for these senators and House representatives as they gather in D.C. and begin a new session of Congress. We pray, Father God, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. And we pray today for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, would you come and would you heal our land today? In the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you forgive our nation. We come repenting for the sins of our nation. We pray for a cleansing of our nation, a cleansing of our land today. Because, God, we need your help. And I want to read from Romans chapter 1 today. It says this from the Message Bible, and I know this is not a teaching broadcast, it's not a preaching broadcast, it's a prayer broadcast, it's a prayer session. But I want to read from the Message Bible from Romans 1. It says, but God's angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see, eternal power. For instance, in the mystery of his divine being, so nobody has a good excuse. What happened was this: people knew God perfectly well. But when they didn't treat him like God, refusing to worship him, they trivialized themselves into silliness and confusion. so that there was neither sense nor direction left in their lives. They pretended to know it all, but were illiterate regarding life. They traded the glory of God, who holds the whole world in his hands, for cheap figurines you can buy at any roadside stand. So God said, in effect, if that's what you want, that's what you get. It wasn't long before they were living in a pig pen, smeared with filth, filthy inside and out. And all this because they traded the true God for a fake God and worshiped the God they made instead of the God who made them. The God we bless, the God who blesses us. Oh, yes. Worse followed, refusing to know God. They soon didn't know how to be human either. Women didn't know how to be women. Men didn't know how to be men. Sexually confused, they abused and defiled one another. Women with women, men with men, all lust, no love. And then they paid for it. Oh, how they paid for it, emptied of God and love and godless and loveless wretches. Since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. And then all hell broke loose, rampant evil, grabbing and grasping, vicious backstabbing. They made life hell on earth with their envy, wanton killing, bickering and cheating. Look at them, mean-spirited, venomous, forked-tongued, God-bashers, bullies, swaggers, insufferable windbags. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives. They ditch their parents when they get in the way, stupid, slimy, cruel, cold-blooded. And it's not as if they didn't know better. They know perfectly well. They're spitting in God's face, and they don't care. Worse, they hand out prizes to those who do the worst things best. That's from Romans chapter 1 in the Message Bible. Father, we today, we repent for the sins of our nation. We Christians, we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge. And we repent for the sins of our land. We repent of our own sins. Forgive us, God, of our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for the sins of our land, and we cry out for mercy. God, forgive us for our immorality. Forgive us for our perversion. Forgive us, O God, for our adultery. Forgive us, God, for fornication. Forgive us for incest. Forgive us for homosexuality. Forgive us for greed, idolatry. Forgive us for our prayerlessness, taking prayer out of the schools and prayer out of the homes, and in many cases, prayer out of the churches, where churches no longer pray other than an invocation or a benediction or some prayer that has been written down. They repeat, but there's no prayer. There's no repentance. There's no calling on the name of God. And we cry out today, O God, for our nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, may once again pastors call for prayer. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, heal our nation, heal our land, O God, because we are in desperate trouble. We are in trouble. And there are those who would say, you must be positive and you must give hope. And I do. I am a messenger of hope. And I've traveled across America, around the world for these past 30 years, my wife and I, speaking hope. But today I am warning this nation that we are in trouble. And darkness is attempting to destroy every privilege, every freedom that we have in America. And we need God's help. And only God can help us now. And we who know how to pray must pray because of the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we cry out, oh God, come and heal America. Come and heal our land. Send another spiritual awakening. We know that there is hope, but we must pray. And we pray, oh God, today that you will come and heal our land. We pray that you would protect the United States of America. We come against agreements that have been made in back rooms concerning the future of our land. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your help. We need your help today. We need your help on this Monday. And Lord, as a watchman on the wall, I am saying to the intercessors in the closet, in their prayer closet, pray for this nation. Intercede for the United States of America, because we need your help, O God. We believe there's hope, and we intercede for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because there are unforeseen, with the natural eye, attacks coming to America, and we must pray. Can our nation be saved? We can, but we must get on our knees as a church, and the pastors and the priests, the church leaders, must call their people to prayer, to seasons of prayer. And I'm asking God to raise up 1,000 prayer centers in America, in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders, because America must have revival. And so I declare and decree it, that a nation can be saved. going to pray, America. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for revival in this nation. We're going to pray for another spiritual awakening. We're going to get on our knees. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord, because we must have revival. In Jesus' name, come and heal our land, O God. Come and heal our nation, O God. We must have your help. Thank you, Matt Redmond, for leading us in that song. We declare in Jesus' name, Lord, that there is hope for America. Would you help me pray now in Jesus' name? I'm calling for intercessors to help me pray for America in Jesus' name. And would you help me pray in the realm of the Spirit? The Bible says we're to pray with understanding and pray in the Spirit. And so I'm just going to lead us in praying in the tongues today for this nation. And I'm asking all intercessors to pray with me now for this nation, for the United States of America. We need you now, O God. The United States of America needs you now. Lord, we pray for our president, Barack Obama. We pray for him. We pray for Vice President Biden. We pray for the Supreme Court. We pray for the president's cabinet. We pray for Congress today, the 114th Congress. We pray for every governor today. I pray for my governor today. In Jesus' name, we pray for our congressional representatives. We pray for our mayors. We pray for every pastor. And we pray, Lord, that every pastor will call their church to pray. In Jesus' name, we intercede for our land today. Rama uri ite labro usi kamando raba utarata. Awakening, 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 O God. Awakening, awakening, awakening in Jesus' name. Come and heal our land. We need you, O God. We need you, O God. We heal our nation, heal our land. In Jesus' name, would you help me intercede right now for the United States of America? We must have prayer. Danger is lurking in our land, and we must have prayer. Oh God, we pray for our nation. We pray for our armed forces. We pray for our military personnel in the name of Jesus that is protecting us, watching for us, both at home and abroad. We pray that you'll protect our military. We pray for the soldiers that are left there in Afghanistan. We pray for them. We come against the powers of darkness, this ISIS group, ISIS. We come against this demonic force that is rearing its ugly head to bring destruction, even now threatening Israel. We pray your hedge of protection, O God, over Israel. We pray today for the peace of Jerusalem in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the man of God, Benjamin Netanyahu. Lord, that you would give him wisdom, Lord, to lead the nation of Israel. We pray for the elections coming up there in March. We pray, Lord, that righteousness will prevail in the leadership of Israel. We come against every force of darkness that's wanting to overrule and overrun the nation of Israel, to take over the city of Jerusalem. Lord, we're living in the last days. We're living in the final hour. We're living in the 59th minute of the 11th hour. I pray, Lord, that you would awaken the church. Awaken the church in Jesus' name. Awake the sleeping giant. Oh, God, we are so confused today. We're so taken up with so many, many things, with the cares of this world, with the cares of this life, and with all of the things that are going on that sometimes we don't recognize, or we disregard what's happening in our nation, our land. But today we pray for these United States of America. Protect our borders, protect our land, protect our cities. We cry out, O God, on this Monday for your protection. And we ask, O God, that you come and heal our land. Would you Would you pray with me right now concerning America? Would you ask God to come and heal our nation, heal our land? We pray for a spiritual cleansing, O God, in Jesus' name. For our carelessness, our prayerlessness, we repent. And we need your help in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Kibrishikita ramandori iterebaura mandai masotorabaku. Lord, come and heal our land. Heal our land, I pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep.
Well, you're listening to BPN Radio. This is Dale Gentry here on a Monday, and we're so thankful to have you listening. Thank you for being a prayer partner. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on the donate button. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We believe there is hope for this nation. We believe there is hope for this land, but it's all conditional. It's all conditional. You know, I've given thousands of prophetic words over thousands of people over the past 30 years, and I realize that most every prophetic word is conditional. And the word says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm going to forgive their sin and heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name. And so there is a cry today. There is a cry today for righteousness. There is a cry today for God to come and heal our nation and heal our land. And it's all conditional. If my people. And so we are living in perilous days and perilous times. And we as a nation have forgotten God. We have turned far away from God. We are consumed with our own desires, our own lust, our own opinions. And we have forgotten the condition that we are in as a nation, as a land, and we need help. And would you pray with me today? Remember that you can sign up to receive a daily prayer by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. And then, of course, if you want to know more about BPN Radio, you can go to our website, bpnradio.com. And there is a place to put your prayer request. Just double-click on the prayer request, and it will go directly to Cheryl Ortiz and our national prayer team, and they will be praying for you because we believe in prayer, and we not only believe in prayer, we depend on prayer. We not only believe in miracles, but we depend on miracles. And if you need a miracle today, we pray for you. We pray for you. And in just a few moments, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for individual needs today. But right now we're praying for America. And we believe that our prayers are making a difference today. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight. And that means that three will put 100,000, four, 1,000,000, 10, 1,000,000,000. 16, 6,000,000,000, 35, 99, a Google to flight. A Google is one with 1,000 zeros behind it. We are a force in the earth when we pray. When we pray, we're a force in the earth. And so we're praying today. We are praying, and we believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person is availing much. So the praying army is praying today, and we are believing that God is at work in this nation. And we have hope today. We are not a people that is without hope. We have hope today, and we are believing for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we are calling on the name of the Lord to come, because we believe that America is going to rise again. And I just set myself in agreement that America is going to rise again. And so we declare it in Jesus' name that America is going to rise again.
Such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God. wicked men have come against you. What you stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
That's Kathy Strawn, America, you're going to rise again. We believe that there is another spiritual awakening coming, a revival coming to America. Tomorrow we'll have Eddie Hyatt on with us. He'll be talking about what he sees coming to America, revival. But we're believing. We're believing God. And we just declare in Jesus' name that you are not finished with America, Lord. You are not finished with this nation. You are not finished with this land. And so we just declare in Jesus' name that America is going to rise again. We're thankful for that, Lord. We are so thankful and so grateful. In Jesus' name. And Father, we believe, Lord, that Jesus is coming soon. And we desire to ready ourselves for the coming of the Lord. I just want to ask you today, are you ready for his soon return? Are you ready? Are you ready to live for him? Are you ready to die for him? Are you ready for his soon return? And I know that a lot of people, they don't think much about the Lord returning. But there are signs everywhere that Jesus truly is coming soon. And if you are listening to this prayer broadcast today, this prayer session, and you don't know the Lord, I would like to lead you in this prayer. Would you say this prayer to me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. And thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I just want to say to those of you that you Christians today that are listening to this prayer service on this Monday, this broadcast, you must know that the Lord is coming for a pure bride. And we have this deception going on today that you can just live any way you want to. You can sin all that you want to. But there is a price to pay. And I want to say that sin has its consequences. And I want to charge you today, you that are Christians, but you are living in sin because you're under the deception that, well, my sins have already been forgiven. Whatever I do is already forgiven. It's forgiven before I ever do it. But there's a price to pay for those sins. And I do believe that Jesus is coming for a pure bride. And I believe that there are some people that are not going to enter into heaven because of the sins on their lives. And so I know that that is a very controversial subject, but we must have a spiritual cleansing in our lives. We need a spiritual cleansing in the church. We need pastors and church leaders who will call their people to repentance. Call their people to repentance. And I know that there are people that don't want to hear that. And so the pulpit has become silenced because we don't want to lose finances. We don't want to lose the favor. Or there may be hierarchy in the church that is saying to the pastor, you can't preach against sin. You can't name sin. Who told you that you couldn't name sin? The Bible said that we're to tell the people the difference between holiness and unholiness, righteousness and unrighteousness. And so today we have a church that in many ways is backslidden their way from God. I'm just telling it like it is today. We need a spiritual cleansing. We need to repent. The church needs to repent. We need a baptism of repentance, a baptism of cleanliness, because I do believe that he's coming for a pure bride. And I believe that this would be a wonderful time here on this first week of 2015 that people would have a cleansing on their computers, cleansing on their iPads, cleansing of their television, cleansing of their homes, cleansing of their cars. In Jesus' name, a spiritual cleansing. And so I pray today that things will be right between you and God, that you will have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that you will rise and give God the first part of your day. And when you get into the presence of the Lord, when you spend time with the Holy Spirit, that you will declare, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. So I pray for a spiritual cleansing in the church today. I pray for a spiritual cleansing in people's lives that are listening to this prayer broadcast today. I pray for those that are not ready. They're not ready for the coming of the Lord, because he's coming for a pure bride. And I just pray right now for you, that as my spiritual grandson Leland sings this song about a pure bride, that you would begin to search your heart and say, Lord, is there anything upon my heart that is not pleasing or acceptable to you? I'm turning away from my sin. I'm turning away from my drunkenness. I'm turning away from my pornography. I'm turning away from my adultery. I'm turning away from my carelessness. I'm turning away from my flirtatious ways. I'm turning away from those things that are hindering me from serving you with my whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Because I believe today that he's coming for a pure bride. So I pray for people who are backslidden today. I pray for people today that are half-hearted. They're not living for God. They're only going through the motions. I pray for those today. Would you help me pray in Jesus' name? I pray for a reviving of the church in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here's Leland to sing, and I want us to search our hearts right now.
It's coming for. Glory, he's lifted high.
Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Is your heart right? Is your heart right? I pray for you now. I pray for you now that on this first week of 2015, you will declare, I'm going to get my house in order. I'm going to get my life in order. I'm going to get my family in order. I'm going to get my priorities in order. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying He's calling for orders. Order in our lives, order in our families, order in the church, order in our city, order in our nation. The order begins with us. And I just pray that you will become a man of prayer, a woman of prayer, that you will set your alarm early each morning. And the first thing that you do is you give God the first part of your day. And you say, well, how do I pray? Just pray what Jesus taught you to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Ask God's will to be done in your life, the will of God in you, in your family members. Pray for your family. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray for your city and your nation. The will of God be done in your church and your pastor and their leaders. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Ask for wisdom and provision and protection. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Pray the hedge of protection over you and your family. Putting on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, your shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. Watching for the saints, praying the Holy Ghost. Pray your hedge of protection over you, your family, your city, your nation, your school, your church. Pray your hedge of protection over those things that God has entrusted to you. And then you must pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Asking God to forgive you as well as you forgiving others. And so you need to conclude by saying, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And that is your outline to pray. If you need some help, I have some free prayer series that you can go and pray with me for 1 hour that would help you really get started. Just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. When you get there, you just click on the resources, and there you will see several prayer series. Because when I started praying in 1966, I didn't have any outlines. And so over the years, I've recorded different prayer series, and I'm thankful for Joe and Becky Cruz, Tom Autry, Godfrey Bertle, and others that have helped me with the music in the background, music also. And several of my friends provide music, Leland, Martin Smith, and others. And so you can just go there and you can pray with me 1 hour. That will help bring some discipline to your life, because prayer is the key. And if you will accept the challenge of saying, I'm going to get up, I'm going to set the alarm, I'm going to go to a secret place, and I'm going to spend time with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, He'll begin to help you establish priorities in your life. He'll begin to help you establish what you should or should not be doing. We need the Lord's help. So I pray for you now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that the will of God be done in your life, in your family. I pray that your sons and daughters will be mighty in spirit. I pray for any son or daughter that is in rebellion right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all spirits of rebellion. I pray for trouble in your marriage. I bind all spirits of divorce. I bind all spirits of divisiveness. I pray for your home, your family. Any spirits of envy and strife and rebellion, I just pray in Jesus' name. I pray that you will not just be a peacekeeper in your home, but you will be a peacemaker. Blessed is the peacemaker. And so I declare peace in your home, in your family today, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your finances. I pray that God would bless you. I encourage you to bring the first 10% of your income to the house of the Lord, giving God the first 10%, which is rightfully His. I pray that you will sow seed into the kingdom of God, that God would bless your finances. This would be a year that you come out of debt. This is the year that you begin to live debt-free, that you become the lender and not the borrower. I declare financial miracles in your life. I pray for those of you that need a new car. Your car is just barely running. I pray in Jesus' name that God would give you a good automobile. For those of you that do not have a job, I pray that God will give you a good job. Not just a job, but a good job. I pray for those of you that are dependent on the government for your welfare, for your income. I pray that God would provide you a job that you can work and make a living for your family. I pray for those of you that are single mothers and you're having to maybe work two or three jobs in order to make a living for your children, for your responsibilities. I pray for you. I pray that God would give you strength in Jesus' name. And I pray for the homes that don't have a father. I pray in Jesus' name that there would be a father in the home. And I pray for you fathers that you would take responsibility for your wife and your children. In Jesus' name. I pray for the education of your children. In Jesus' name. I pray for you that are sending your children to a Christian school and it's taking extra finances, maybe you're becoming weary with that. I pray that you will not be weary in well-doing. I pray for you parents that are training your children at home, you're teaching your children through homeschooling. I ask God to give you strength and energy. I ask God, maybe it's one member of the family is making an income while the other member is teaching, training the children. I ask God to encourage you today and strengthen you today. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life today. I'm so thankful that you are praying with me today. I'm so grateful, so thankful. I feel better now that you've been praying with me on this Monday concerning our nation. I believe in God for one more spiritual awakening. I believe God. That God is coming to heal our nation. I pray for your home and your family, that God has come to heal your home and your family. There will be peace in your home. There will be financial blessing upon you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening and praying with me today. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Submit your prayer request, double-click on that, and then your prayer request will go in. If you would like to start a prayer center in your city, there is a place for you to register so that we can give you more information. It's a blue box with wonderful clouds in the sky. It is a signal of hope. If you'll just click that, and then we will send you some further information about how that you can have a breakout prayer network center in your city. Thank you for joining us today. So delighted to have had you listening, and I'll be back tomorrow at this same time. Actually, any time. Eddie Hyatt will be on the broadcast with me tomorrow. Well-known author will be talking about what he sees coming to America. It's going to be a wonderful broadcast. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.